What up, Love Quest Nation? You are listening to the latest episode of our 5 p.m. Sunday experience, recorded live at our location in Vancouver, BC. So come on in and enjoy a powerful right now word brought to you by our founding and lead pastor, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy.
Can I go somewhere else? All right, cool. Can you put up Ezekiel 47? Since the prophetic womb is open, let's keep on releasing. Ezekiel 47, please. I don't really like that granite background. That's like bougie all the way the other way. I don't like that cobblestone. Mm-mm. Yeah, that kitchen counter. Today we flowing. Can somebody help her, please? All right, I'm gonna start reading. Hey man, we can go black granite. This is a word for you, Love Quest. This is something that has been threaded in this house, and yeah, let's read this. Then he, my guide. I just want to pause real quick. Ezekiel, same one that God used to speak to dry bones. Say dry bones. So for Ezekiel, the person that's speaking, there's clearly a resurrecting anointing on his tongue. So God is speaking through this mighty man of God to bring things back to life. That's on you, Love Quest. You'd be surprised, but not every believer believe in resurrection power. A lot of believers believe like the one Mary did. The resurrector is coming. But here in this house, we believe that the resurrector is here. Right now. If he's not, then it's no reason for me to stand up here. Then he, my guide, brought me again. Say again. Come on, say again. When God brings you another way again, another thought again, another word again, he is trying to get your attention. Hello, is anybody out there? Right, you can't keep coming to the house of God again and again and again and again and stay the same and the same and the same and the same. Not in this house. Mm-mm. Then he said he came again to the door of the house of the Lord, the temple, and behold, it starts in the temple. Waters issued out from under the threshold of the temple toward east side. The waters running from and toward the east side. I love how the Lord sent us from new west to the new east. Oh, it's going to be a new east side before you know it. We not going to be no church on this corner and things ain't going to begin to bloom. Your grass can stay yellow, but not over here. Amen. Waters issued out of under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple was toward the what? East. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the temple, on the south side of the altar. Where they come from? The altar. That's why it's how we take worship real serious. And our worship here, it doesn't start on the platform or at rehearsal. It starts at your house. It starts on your way here. It starts on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you don't got yourself right, then you got to be careful stepping up here, because this is a holy place. And what comes here is to release something out those doors that will run into the streets and begin to change the trajectory, change the landscaping, to begin to change things and pull things and push things and turn over things. We're not just worshiping for an hour and 10 minutes for nothing. Like the Lakers in the Miami Heat game is on right now. If I wanted to feel good, I would be watching the game right now. I don't need a good feeling. I need transformation. And as I mentioned last night, change and transformation is two different things. You can change and never transform. As I mentioned last night, you can put paint over a termite-infested house. It just because you got new paint don't mean you got a new foundation. Just because you change churches don't mean you got a new attitude. Just because you move countries don't mean you still not a procrastinator. Just because you got a bigger house don't mean you not lazy no more. Just because you go to church don't mean you transform. Just because you read the Bible don't mean you have to hear and what? Obey. You have to change your mindset. Be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. And the Lord is trying to change your mind about some stuff. He said the waters come up under the south side of the altar. Verse 2. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate. See, God will bring you out. Some of y'all come to Love Quest. This is a picture of you coming to Love Quest. The Lord's bringing you out to see, to test the waters. Is this what I want? Because your soul been panting for something. So you're like, is this what I want? You know your soul know what it needs more than your mind, more than you know what it needs. That's why when you have an experience, you want to be here, but your soul is like, no, over here. And you're like, no, I want to be over here because I know this better. I'm accepted more over here. Over there looks like start over more than promotion. Obedience always leads to promotion. You know what the greatest promotion you can have is? Renewing your mind. That's promotion. When you think different, that's promotion. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around outside to the outer gate by the way that faces what? East side. And behold, waters were running out on the right. You do know revival. Can I drop something on your lap real quick? Revival is geographical. Revival starts at a point, just like an earthquake starts at a point. And then the earthquake, revival has a, what do we call it? It has an epicenter. An epicenter is apostolic language. You can't start revival without an apostolic anointing. Pastors aren't meant to steward revivals unless they have apostolic anointing. You can't have a petting zoo. Like stewarding revival is not a petting zoo. When revivals show up, it's go time. It's activation time. That's why you don't equip when revival comes. You equip for revival. And wherever there's the most equipping, there is the most trust being released when it comes to revival. Because people can get hurt in revival. Revival has to be rooted in truth, not just spirit. We got enough spirituality in this city, but the spirituality has perverted truth. And God is looking for a house that is not only spiritual, but it is rooted in what? Truth. But not only in truth, but rooted in what? Love. Yeah, because when revival happened and folks start changing, folks going to fight change. They're going to be looking. They're going to be easily offended. Because don't nobody really want to change. Like when you start finding yourself being more patient, you're like, ooh, what's that? You know, when you like not mad and you think about it and you're like, wait a minute, I ain't no punk. Like you think somebody getting over on you, you like finally got peace about it. And then something, wait a minute. You ain't gonna talk to me like that. But if you knew who they was talking to, David wasn't caught up on Goliath, man. David said, do you know who you fighting? You've come against the army of God. You've offended my God when you offended me. And the Lord will fight for me. Revival can't happen where there's insecure leadership. It can't happen where there's ego. Not in 2020. It's too many people have been hurt. And the Lord's not going to waste this pitch. The Lord's not wasting this pitch because we're too close to Jesus' return to offend another generation. So we're being called back to holiness. You want a party, you do your thing, you go do your thing. But God is looking for some people that's unashamed of the gospel, that's bold, spirit-filled people, that's not wavering and questioning and silent about their faith, but also skillful and wise and totally dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it has pure worship coming from the altar, not entertainment. This ain't entertainment. And behold, waters was running out on the right side. Oh, we on verse 3. And when the man went on eastward, east side, with the measuring line in his hand, he's following the man. He measured 1,000 cubits and he caused me to pass through the waters. The Lord will allow you to test some places. No, they too loud over there. They go to church. They too long on service. I'm used to 90 minutes max. They don't got community groups. They ain't got enough men over there. They need some men over there. I'm looking for a husband. Hey, what we look, how we gauge what church we call to is totally jacked up. I don't know nobody over there. Oh, that's way too far. That's tossed too much gas right there. Here's some of them, and the Lord showed me this. You ready for this one? I ain't never been led by a black man. But wait a minute. It's like I've had somebody literally tell me when I got a church, but when I want to get like experience the spirit, love quiz. Well, what you experiencing at your church? Here what the Lord showed me. It's not even something people are aware of. But when their spirit is looking for, I can't receive all the way from that person. You know, my daddy wasn't that. My teachers wasn't that. My coaches wasn't that. And now you're messing with my spirituality, which is the most vulnerable place a person can be. I can't trust that. I'm not used to that kind of voice. I'm not used to loud. I'm not used to preachers in sneakers. I'm for sure not used to bald head. And the Lord will let you test. The question is, what do you see? That's why 2020 was themed for Love Quest. What? Eyes to see. Not only S-E-E, but eyes to the sea. S-E-A, great harvest. He measured 1,000 cubits and he said the waters were ankle deep. The waters was what? Ankle deep. Ankle deep, right here, right here. That's where anybody don't know where ankle deep is right here. Say low. That's where some Christians like it. Just Christians like to just be splashing in their face. Just, hey. Right. Come alive in the puddle, right? Amen. It's too risky. Lord asked you to come in the water. You're like, I'm in the water. I'm in the water. I want to be in control. I want to go when I don't want nobody challenging me about faithfulness. I don't want no accountability. That's a cult. No, it's not. It's the kingdom. Again, he what? Measured 1,000 cubits and caused me to pass through the waters. Waters that reach to the what? The knees. That's why when I make music, I like it's got to be truth woven in, right? From the ankles to the knees, from the knees, now it's waist high. Let the water keep rising till it's face high. We gonna catch some waves with the Most High. Riding off in the sun, that's the boat life. Right? From the ankles to the knees, from the knees, now it's waist high. Let the water keep rising till it's face high. What I'm telling you is time to swim. Apostolic ministries don't hang out in ankle way. We don't do this. You ever somebody ever invite you over to their house and be like, come over, I got a brand new swimming pool. And you get there. And all these grown-ups sitting around the pool in their chair with their feet in it, just the kiddie pool. Again, he measured 1,000. Say again. He measured 1,000 cubits and caused me to what? Pass through the waters. And waters reach to the what? The loins. Say it's rising. Come on, say it's rising. See, this is what you got to understand. The waters is rising whether you learn how to swim or not. It's very dangerous when you're just being equipped to run programs. You can run that ministry, but you don't know how to run your life. You can run your ministry, but you don't know how to pray the word. No, my job and our job is to teach you how to swim in the deep, though. Because you do know there is waters you can swim in, but you can hit the bottom like real quick. See, you need to get out the side of the pool that says no diving. And then he says, afterwards he measured 1,000 and it was a river. It was a what? Wait a minute, what, from the ankles to the knees, from the knees now it's waist high. The waters keep rising till it's face high because now it's a river. It went from. See, and that's why God gives you time, and that's why you need oversight and leadership that is aware of the rising. You hear what I'm saying? I can't just give you my hot sermon series. I need to let you know, hey, guys, something's moving. We're calling a fast for the next 7 days because I feel some turbulence in the ministry. Or God is purging some people. So when you see some people leave, this is why they're leaving. It's not because we've done anything wrong. But God is what? Purging. But the promise is I'm purging even the good so that they can be blessed with more what? Lavish fruit. See, when you know it's a purge versus somebody's leaving because God is just taking people away, you got to understand God will replace the purge with lavish fruit, greater. There's seasons where we've said, hey guys, we have some wolves with sheep clothing in the church, beware. And then sure enough, we pray and we go and we go and we go. And before you know it, certain things fall off. Right? This is what you got to understand. The river takes care of the mess. See, if I got junk hanging on me and I'm in the splashy pool, I'm just going to have Dorito bags on me, cans on me, all of that. But if I decide to go in the river, just by the force of the river, things begin to fall off. So that's why when you try to have a safe Christianity, was a river that I could not pass through. I could not pass through. Now, excuse me. Thank you. For the waters had what? Risen. You have to go so deep that you're out of your own strength. He said, I can't swim no more. God's not calling you out of the river. He's just saying, now it's time for me to take over. Or you can go splashy, splashy. And don't, if you keep it real, if you groan, splashy, splashy ain't fun. Like, I be freaking out sometimes. I don't do kayaking too much. We don't kayak where I'm from. Mm-mm. We don't do that. My wife will tell you on our honeymoon, I'm not going to go tell that story no more, but I freaked out. See, because you get all excited on your honeymoon. You want to be adventurous. And, oh, we go out there where the dolphins are. No. No, don't want no dolphin just coming on the side of me. Hey, take me back. That's not cool. I don't want to swim on no dolphin. That seems super good. That like seemed very, very good. But I get freaked out sometime. Right? But I'm going to do some things before I leave this world. I'm going to try it again. But like in deep cove, though. So if something happened, I got to be able to swim back like quick. Hawaii was like open ocean kayaking. Mm-mm. But on the flip side, the most beautiful life in the ocean is in the most scariest places to dwell. You know, there's you got to watch National Geographic for some stuff because they like going down there where it's just the abyss. And then fish open their eyes and there's like flashlight. Yeah, we tried to go scuba diving. Was it scuba diving? No, that wasn't scuba. That was snorkeling. That was scuba diving for me. Snorkeling and scuba diving for me. And I was good. I hopped out. And you ever be afraid to do something, but you're trying to be brave? So you do it quick. So everything I'm doing in the ocean is quick. I'm like, come on. It's like. And then, of course, my fear draws a blowfish right in front of my face. And he just. And I freaked out. And I had to get out the water. Ain't nobody in the hood ever yoked up on me like that. No fish gonna come up on me like that, bro. This your turf. I'm good. I'm out. I get the point. But I'm giving you very practical. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, when you experience pressure in life, when you get persecuted, when things blow up in your life, is your response like mine? You just want to go back to the splashy? Or you'll keep staying in the deep and let the Lord fight your battles. Believe that the Lord will provide. See, I don't get how people can, tread water for so long. I'm a quick treader. So I start sinking. I'm just like, I can't do all of this for that long. But some people just be like having full-blown meetings on the water. Like, how do you do that? My wife can do that very well. She can do that very well. But if you don't learn how to tread water in your faith, you will always be looking for noodles and life jackets, little floaties. You'll be looking like a kid in your Christianity under pressure. I don't know who you are, but you need to take off them little floaties. You've been knowing God too long. You should know how to tread by now. For the waters has risen. Waters to what? Swim in. A river that could not be passed over or through without God. And he said to me, son of man, have you seen this? Then he led me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now we're going back. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Listen, that were not there. Then he said to me, these waters pour out toward the eastern region and go down into the Arabah, the Jordan Valley, and on into the Dead Sea. And when they shall enter into the sea of putrid waters. Let me help you. The river is a body of people. And the Lord is gathering a sound of people. And wherever that sound, that river, that united people go, what's going to happen? The putrid waters, the water shall become what? Healed and made fresh. So this time around, when people come and worship, they're not going to be perverted. They're not going to be deceived. You're not going to use the lights, cameras, and the action to pull me in. But right now, they're in this house, they're going to drink what? Pure water. Fresh water, healed water. See, God is not trying to bring just some new water. He's trying to heal the water that's already there. There's pastors out there on heroin. There's evangelists out there on heroin. There's prophets out there on heroin. There's people in recovery homes waiting for the church to come along. They're waiting for the river. Recovering addicts don't belong in religion. They belong in the kingdom. That's the only thing that's going to transform their life. Verse 9. And wherever the double river. Telling you God is not playing. Double river. Say double river. Wherever the double river shall go. Double for your trouble, the Bible says, in another area. Wherever the double river shall go, every living creature which swarms shall live. And there shall be a very great number of what? Fish. I want you to see this love quest. Why is our vision love all nations? Because that's a great number. That's a variety of fish. You find variety in the deep. Because these waters go there. It's happening because these sounds are going there. That's why I'll announce it later, but on October 31st, we'll partner with the city, and we're going to worship in Jackpool Plaza. We're going to pray, and we're going to release a sound in the city. We're going as a double river to release a sound into the air. Because these waters go there, that the waters of the sea may be what? Healed and made fresh, and everything shall live wherever this river goes. Wherever this spirit and truth people go. Wherever these mature body of believers go, this united front of people go. Wherever this serious group of people go, it is going to cause things to change. Here we go. The fishermen shall stand on the banks of the Dead Sea. From En Gedi even to Eneglin shall be a place to spread nets. That's why we say it's time to drop the nets. What? Again. Now here we go. Who are these fishermen? Their fish shall be of very many kinds as the fish of the great or Mediterranean. What? See, listen, these fishermen, come on, go back. These fishermen are evangelists and pastors in churches who have been weary in discipling and winning souls. But there's about to be a refreshing where people that decide to drop their nets again. So when we have multiple service times, it's not to entertain you. We're just dropping nets. Again, I don't care if it's 200. I don't care if it's 20 people. We're dropping the nets because every fish counts. You got to raise up people that know how to fish. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of what? Men. We got to raise up people that know how to witness. There's different kinds of fishing. You can't just think every person is the same. There's big fish. There's little fish. And what we need is big fish. What do big fish do? They win other big fish. And some big fish eat fish. But we're not going to let you swallow them, though. We're just going to have you bring them in. And so we got to raise up skillful men and women. Next verse. But its swamps and marshes will not become wholesome for animal life. They shall, as the river subsides, be left encrusted with the salt and given over. Oh, thanks for fresh revelation, Lord. You like, wait a minute, why? Why the swamps and marshes will not? See, the Lord is also killing off the vultures that eat up the life. So there are some things that gotta die because they're a threat to the fruit. Next verse. And on the banks of the river, on both its sides, there shall grow all kinds of trees. For what? Food. Their leaf shall not fade, nor shall their fruit. You see what I'm saying? The Lord, this revival, there's not going to be famine on the other side of that. The Lord is trying to position his church so when there's drought, the church can provide. It says, fruit fail to meet the demand. To meet the what? Demand. There was a demand. And not everybody had the supply for the demand. Come on, Joseph. Where my Joseph's at? See, the Lord couldn't, like, the Lord is allowing some of that family persecution because he needs separation. Trust me, your family gonna need you. Because there, it says, each tree shall bring forth new fruit every what? Month. Perpetual blessing. Perpetual blessing. He's trying to free his people from being enslaved by the world's economy. There is a kingdom system that is forever fruitful. Because their waters came from out of the what? 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 You're fruitful every month because you're living off of living water, not off of the world's water, not off the well. You're living off of the kingdom system. You're running your business based on kingdom principles. And it may take a little longer to establish, but it don't matter how long it takes to establish if it can never be torn down. Ain't nothing about God, just pop up. God is here and here to stay. These supernatural qualities being because their waters came from out of the sanctuary, your business should come out of worship. Your marriage should come out of worship. your ideas for your business should come out of what? Worship. When stuff is birthed out of worship, the devil can't have it, man. you looking for Tony Robbins to give you a good idea instead of going to King Jesus. No other name. Stop. Thank you. Because their waters came from out of the sanctuary, and their fruit shall be for what? Food, and their leaves shall be for what? Healing. Come on, Maple Leaf. Come on, Canada. Your leaves shall be for healing. Your fruit is not just for your house. That's why you need God ideas, because God ideas is fused with generational in mind. Your idea is how to make it through today. God ideas is how 1,000 generations gonna make it. It is not God's plan that generation, every generation gotta go work their butt off to make a living. Thus says the Lord, these shall be the boundaries by which you shall divide the land among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. We need businessmen, businessmen and women like Joseph, Joseph anointing, where you're not going to compromise. You ain't going to let that little cute thing walk in and start messing with your integrity. You about your father's business. Come on, somebody. Where are these points? You will have to swim or stay on the shore and watch in this next season. You choose today. You can keep watching. And what's about to happen has nothing to do with the decisions the government is going to make. LoveQuest is not waiting to see. Like, we abiding by the rules, but we're not waiting to see what the government going to do. The Lord has given this church wisdom that might just help the government make wise decisions. That's why when we go out October 31st to Jackpool Plaza, yeah, justice is in there, but we're also trying to release wisdom. We're praying for our government. We're praying. We're coming against principalities. Yeah, we're going to see if the church show up. It's one thing to watch the United States stand in front of the White House and stand in front of places and worship. But we're going to go out, LoveQuest. We're going to be them people. And we're going to do it well. We're going to lift our voices. And hopefully other churches take the invitation. I love that, the challenge, because the city says, but you cannot promote it on social media. Not a problem. Azusa didn't have social media. Wherever the double river go. Oh, folks gonna stop. Because they ain't gonna hear it. They ain't heard no sound downtown like that. We've complained, we've marched, we've done all that, but we have not come together in mainstream downtown and released the sound of glory. Oh, the day before the clock go back into the darkest season of the year, we about to release and send forth the light of the world. Absolutely. Be the church. I don't want no worship night. We got worship and we had worship night. We done did worship night. Forget a worship night. Why worship gotta be a night? Let's take the worship out these four walls and go out there in the street. And let's protest by releasing glory. Let's come alongside of the city. Let get the news something to record. Give them some glory. Let's disrupt the sin that's going on in man's hearts and let them hear a sound of love and a sound of hope and a sound of faith, and let them see people right downtown while they're sitting on Cactus Club patio. They're going to look at people with their hands raised high. They're going to see people dancing with joy, and it might be like the book of Acts where folks be like, they drunk. No, we ain't drunk, baby. We filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what it is. So you will have to swim or stay on the shore and watch in this next season. You choose. The ruins are rising in this next season. Families are being restored in this next season. In this next season, the Lord may use your resume but your resume doesn't matter. The Lord says, look to me. I don't know who you are, but you should get ready to be looking over other people's resume. You ready? Gifts are being resurrected. Some of your gifts have been in the wrong hands. Some of your gifts haven't been in no hands. So you've put your gifts, your call, your talents, your abilities on hold. Not in this next season. You coming alive, man. Some of you have been talking with people about excited and you want more of God and you want to do things with God and for God. You've been talking about it. And if you ain't talked about it, you for sure been pondering it. You're just afraid to talk to somebody about it. Because some of you can't explain what you're feeling on the inside. And that's why the enemy has tried to discourage you up to this point. You got way too much to offer. Explosive wealth is hitting the church that chooses to swim in the deep. You got to understand this. We, the church, for what God has called us to do, we can't do broke church. Wealth is getting ready to hit the church, the body of Christ. This next season is not about getting gifts. God is releasing it. This next season is about stewardship. There's nothing you could do and nothing you have done or nothing you haven't done for what God's about to release to you. So you got to focus on stewardship. Because this is not about what you qualify for. This is about what God has to get done because of the time frame he has. Sometimes you leave the house, you're not ready for the storm that's coming. Like for me, I live in, I'm not going to tell you where I live. I live somewhere out there where the sun shine more than any other place in this lower, what's in it, right? It'd be raining here and the sun would be shining over there. And so I put on some shorts or something and come into Vancouver. What's this? I wasn't ready for all of this. So if you begin to study where you're from, you'll always be ready for shifting. So I might leave with shorts, but in the back trunk, got me a little baggy bag. I got me a little change of clothes. And this next season, it's very important because for the church, this has all been about a season of pivoting. That's why even when I tell the leaders here, don't marry a position. This is what a good coach does. Tonight, the Lakers didn't start Dwight Howard. They started, what's the little bald head Caucasian guy with the, some of y'all like, Pastor, I don't, can, huh? For the Lakers, a Caucasian guy with, he wear the headband, bald head. Huh? Caruso. They started Caruso. He like 6'5". And they started a 6'5 player over almost a 7-foot player, Dwight Howard. So they chose speed over size. See, good leadership does not allow leaders to marry a role because we may need certain players in certain positions based on the season we're in. So you can't just marry, I'm the guest services person till I die. No, there's a season where you should move on. We might need you to play center today. And this over, you ask anybody, we just shifted some leaders around. No. You've taken it as far as you can go. And this whole season has been about pivoting. No, we have 4 to 7 on Saturday. No, 4 to 7, 6 p.m. Why? Because I'm also gauging the players. And if you want elite players to stay elite, you got to pay attention to fatigue. Yeah, we fill with the Holy Ghost. But at the same time, we got to play what? Smart. And for those that had been able to move and pivot, man, there's some release that is about to happen. I can't even explain it, but it's already happening. And I pray that you're a part of it, wherever you are. I think that's it. The Lord has spoken. Give God a hand.
Thanks for joining us. Stay connected with us by following us on social media at LoveQuestINTL Church. And join us next time as we receive another powerful Right Now word brought to us by our man of God, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy the rest of your day. And in the meantime, get your love fixed, man.